Yes, free. I mean free. For directions and information, go to MissouriArms.com. And you might be able to finally get that Wescally Wabbit. The Wethic. Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
it's not whether you win or lose, it's how drunk you get.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Say truthfully, and I am really glad to be here right now sitting in this chair. This day, and everybody has these days, this is a day that did not go at all like it was supposed to go. It was derailed early on, and things just continued to get weird. So I was thrilled to death when I realized that I wasn't finished, anywhere near finished with the phone calls I needed to make. Still haven't gone through my email for 24 hours, but I thought, oh, look, it's almost 3. I'll go escape. And here I am, escaping. Now,
my day started like that, and then all these things fell into place, and it's been tremendous. It was so weird because it started like, this is going to be an absolute nightmare.
Yeah. Well,
I'll talk about it in the Berks. So.
Okay, great. I hope you do. Now, I think people are like to hear the behind the scenes things. They like to hear how things work behind the scenes. So let me share something with you. Paul Harris was in here when I came in, and a lot of times people want to know what does Paul do. You know, he comes in on Friday. One of the things he does whatever I tell him. I said, "Hey, Paul, go get me a diet soda." Look what just showed up. Paul Harris, diet soda. He did what I told him.
He said, "Yes, sir."
He said, "Yes, sir." He's my boy. Thank you, Paul.
He's my boy, Blue.
I said, Paul, I'm really thirsty. Would you go get me? He said, well, I would. I said, would? I'm sorry. Did I mishear you? He said, I'm sorry. I mean, yes, sir, I will. And here it is. Here's the proof. I'll just open it. Wait a minute. Hang on.
Whoa.
That's a very distinctive sound.
It is.
There's nothing else that sounds like a can opening. Welcome, everybody, to the large morning show in the afternoon. The last stop that I made before I came here was a pleasant experience. I was at MD Health and Wellness, and everything is good there. All is well, and everybody says to tell you thank you to all the people who have been coming in. That place is so impressive. Not when you walk in. It's a small clinic. Just the people there. And if I mention names, I'll leave somebody out. Tiffany, Brittany, and Dr. G and Dr. A. And then I know I left somebody out, and I'm sorry. But I went in, and we checked to make sure I was on track, and I am. Weight is great. Did the body mass index thing, and when that's where you hold the thing in your hands, you squeeze it, and it tells you how much of your body is fat. And they went, nice. And I said, what does that mean? I don't know what the numbers mean, but the numbers had gone down. That's good, I guess.
And they said nice.
I think when you get to like the mid-20s to 30, that's really not good. But I think once you get down, do you remember what the number was?
No. Mid-20s.
Well, I mean, that's low 20s. From where it was,
but
I'm sure.
They were upper 30s.
Right, exactly. So,
I think low 20s, and they said, what's ideal? Do you know what's the ideal number?
I would guess probably.
Whatever I am.
I mean, some people can get it down real low. I mean, those people, the fitness people, yeah.
Actually, I'd like to drop about 10 to 15 pounds before Sunday.
Well, I think that's doable. Cut off your leg.
Okay.
So for somebody who's 6 foot, and let's see, BMI, underweight is less than 18 and a half.
Oh, well, I'm not.
Normal weight, 18 and a half to 24.9. Are you in the normal weight now?
I'm right in there now.
Overweight is 25 to 29.9. Obesity is BMI of 30 or greater.
I was in the obesity range when I went to them. And
That obesity sounds so bad.
Yeah, they should not use that unless somebody is 400 pounds.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just massive.
You need to weigh at least 350 to be called obese. Because obese...
Well, that's what it's saying I am right now. Right now, this morning, I weighed about 222, and I'm 6 foot tall, and I just calculated my BMI right now is 30.1, so I'm considered obese right now.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yes, exactly.
That's insane. You're
6 foot.
And you weigh how much?
222.
All right, I'm 6 and I weigh 216. I'm about 2 pounds more than I want to be. And there's no way I feel like I'm almost obese.
No, it's...
That's stupid. That's a stupid chart. So there.
Yeah.
Put
that in your pipe.
I'm not obese, I tell you.
No.
I am not obese. one of the problems with the word obese is it's too close to the word obscene. And obscene is a bad word. Obscene is not in any way.
And then you hear people take it to a different level when they say, you're grossly obese.
Or morbidly.
Morbid. But I've even heard grossly. Maybe it's grossly, and then morbid. It goes up levels.
Yeah.
Either way, obese is like obscene.
You are grossly overweight. That's a horrible thing to say to somebody.
Man, I'll say. Okay, well, thanks, Doc. Now I'm going to go kill myself. Wow. So it's the... it's my wife's birthday today.
Oh, yeah. Man, she gets back-to-back Valentine's Day.
She gets back-to-back nothing. That's what she gets. Back-to-back nothing. We don't do that. We don't do that stuff. But
do you get her a card or anything for her birthday?
No. think about that. How silly to me is that? I mean, look, I don't. If people want to do that, that's fine. But I'm not getting a card for somebody I saw this morning and I'll see her again tonight. I mean, it says what?
Sandy and I.
But you're in love.
No, we weren't going to do anything.
I'm married.
Yeah. But we weren't going to do anything for...
I know, but let me guess. You
for
did.
Valentine's. No, we weren't going to do anything. And I went to the store, and I looked at some cards. And we weren't even going to give each other cards. Mm-hmm. I found the perfect card that I had to buy.
Oh, that's different.
And it's one of those cards, and it had... it was something... I can't remember what it said on there, but
it was the perfect card, and you can't remember...
I can't remember exactly what it said, but all I know is when you opened it up, it was a bunch of hearts and heart people, and they were all passing gas.
That is romantic.
Yeah, it was a passing gas card, which...
You know those cards like
I never passed
like
on.
Kids' books, when you open them, things pop up, like a house comes up, and little people pop up. They should make one...
With like a diffuser in it?
A big schlong just pops up when you open it. And almost scares her. Whoa! That would be a good value. Yeah. And that sends a clear message.
I'll bet you they have those somewhere.
Here's what I will... This will be me tonight.
Yeah, thankfully we have a child now. So I did buy, because I was one that I would buy a car, but now I can get a card
from him
to her. So it makes it where I really don't have to worry about it for me.
Just and you, it doesn't make you look real romantic or anything.
Right.
Yeah, it's from Archie. Yeah, that's not me. Yeah. I'm a man. I didn't send that.
Romance is over.
Yeah, he said it. Romance is over and you caused it. 50, February 15th, her birthday. She does not like, women do not like birthdays. Mm-hmm. And one of they're interesting creatures, and I'll tell you why. They don't want a birthday. I don't want to think about it. It's not my birthday. I don't even want anybody talking about it's my birthday. I don't feel any older. I hope I don't look older. Yet, if you actually do go, okay, let's forget it. Then they pout, you can tell they really did want.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you supposed to ever know? You don't. And that's how you spend the rest of your life when you're married, not knowing what you're supposed to do. Because whatever it is, it's probably not right. It's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
No, you were there. You were.
I like what that guy called in and said he did yesterday. And I saw somebody else online say that. They just both went to the store and picked out a card and handed it to each other and then put it back in the card rack.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how long you look
exactly.
at it anyway.
You see it one time. Yeah. And then it maybe sits on a mantle for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then,
but women will hang on to their cards and put them in a box.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but then what? Goodness. They sit in a box for what?
My wife used to save Christmas cards.
Oh, look, that people would send?
Yes, I understand keeping them so you have a list so you don't forget anybody next year who sent you a card. But even that to me is ridiculous.
Does she also have a box of cards ready to go for different occasions?
Yeah. Oh,
and
has
that too.
Oh,
that's the weirdest thing to me.
I just remembered it's my hairdresser's sister's son's birthday. So let me
get
rifle
out my,
through this
yeah,
box
it's almost
here.
Like one of those foldable file things. And they're all categorized.
Yeah. And if somebody's sick, if there's a sympathy box,
I have one right here.
Yeah, I have something. I'll send that to her. Here's what I thought we'd do today. I normally at least have read my emails from the last 24 hours. I haven't even done that yet. It's just been the weirdest day. And without going into great detail, the very first thing that happened today that set my day off the wrong way was... I'm sitting at a stoplight, completely stopped, and
boom. Oh, no.
Yeah. So I thought, are you kidding? And then I look in the mirror, and it's a woman. So right away, I know I could probably beat her up.
right.
So I get out of the car, and I walk back, and... Your mind is kind of racing like, okay, which scenario am I going to be in here?
Yeah.
Had it been a guy and he had even looked at me the wrong way, I'd have probably been arrested because I know I was sitting still, but it was a woman. And as I walked back to her car, I mean, I bolted out of that car. I'm going, who is the... She rolls down her window and she says, I am so sorry. She said, I am so sorry. That was my fault. Now, right then...
It diffused the whole situation.
What am I going to do? Be mean to her? And then the police came and she tells the police, it was me, I did it, and it was my fault.
Did she want the police to come or did you want the police?
She didn't have anything to say about anything. She was just so embarrassed. And I said, I'm going to call the police and here's why. I said, this is very minor. And it was. She bumped me. I said, but... I just feel like it can't hurt to have on record who, what, when, where. And she said, okay, I agree. And so she did. And I didn't even give her my insurance information. It was her fault. And she knew that. So she said, here's mine. And it's just so minor. It was minor, but it's not how I wanted to start the day. And it also took 40 minutes by the time I get her information. The cop takes down to that, and then, man, they call insurance. And now I'm late, and I have to call two people saying I'm running late, and then that just shifts everything. It's not the end of the world. It's just that it almost seems to me like the last couple of times that I've had days like this, they have been crystal clear,
mm-hmm.
beautiful days. And they haven't been horrible, crappy, gray days. They've been beautiful days. So beautiful. When I see a beautiful day now, wake up, I go, uh-oh. Something may happen. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention is that somebody said something to me yesterday, and I'd like to ask guys not to say this. And here it is. Hey, big guy. Hey, big guy. You've heard it. You've heard it 100 times. Hey, big guy.
Yeah.
Who are you guys that do that? What's wrong with you? Is it, I don't remember your name? And I know that's not true. I've heard it from people. I know they know my name. Hey, big guy. Mm-hmm. Or here's the other one. There he is. There he is. You guys that do that, stop it.
I use a couple different ones when I forget the name. You know, you do the generic ones where, hey guy, or
hey, how you doing?
Hey, like, I should remember your name.
We're giving away our secrets now.
Hey, what have you been up to, Mister? I can't remember your name to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or the worst is you're with somebody. Anybody, and somebody walks up and goes, Frank, now you need to introduce.
Oh, yes.
And you don't know who they are.
Yeah, that's the.
And so.
I will always introduce, like if Ian's with me, I'll go, hey, this is Ian.
Hoping they'll go, hi, I'm Jim.
Yeah, right,
hi,
exactly. Jim. Yeah. That's a good way to.
And that's exactly what you have to do. That's the only thing you can do. You know, I like you said, I'm with Peon. Dan walks up. I can't remember Dan's name. Dan goes, Frank, how's he going? I go, oh, it's going great. Hey, do you know Peon? And then hopefully he'll go, no, I don't. Hey, Dan Strauss. And inside you go, yeah
thank goodness.
That's it, Dan. Thank you.
Sometimes they'll go, oh, how you doing? It's nice to meet you, Ian. It's like, no, come on.
I forgot to tell your name. And I sure don't know it. We have a sad story a little bit later. I don't want to do it now and bring everybody down, but the world's most prolific and best known and most popular fortune cookie writer has retired. So,
he's retired. Yeah, retired. Oh, I thought you were going to say he died.
No, he retired. So I guess we can't look for any more creative and different fortune cookie tabs, like they're not all the same anyway. I don't, you know that I haven't read one in 20 years, probably. If we go somewhere and there are fortune cookies, I refuse to read. I break the cookie and I just toss that thing away. I'm not reading them because they're all stupid. They're stupid. And I, years ago, and I said this on the air a while back, I would like, if somebody wants to back me and print them and find a cookie company, misfortune cookies. And every one is something horrible that's going to happen to somebody. You break it open and you read it and it says,
You will tear your ACL this week.
Yes. Sometime before the end of the week, your anus will fall out. Yes. Your wife will leave you.
Wait, didn't Peon look? You looked that up. Is there misfortune?
I think there are some. Yeah,
there has to be. It's too much of a natural thing to want to do. Does anybody? Oh shoot! Look at the time. Tell you what, do some business. Come back. See if anybody has anything to say. Dr. Doug cannot join us today. So here's the good news. The good news is we're going to complete what we really barely started yesterday. Now I know Valentine's Day was yesterday. But love doesn't last a day. Love doesn't only last. Love is eternal. Love is forever. At least it should be. And that was actually pretty.
Wow.
So we meant to tell romance stories about the single most romantic, the most romantic you've ever been that you can remember in your life. And every guy has to have that one time when you were so head over heels that you did things that you hope nobody else knew you did. They were so wimpy and romantic and just mushy, and you have that story. Now, Tom Matheny yesterday, if you missed it, if there'd been a contest, he'd have won. One of the all-time greatest romance stories ever.
Oh, I think so.
About the billboards. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's an example. And if you didn't hear it, I'm sorry you didn't. But we'll have a couple for you. We'll have the time to take yours, and we'll share ours. And we each have one, whether these two guys want to admit it or not. They do. And we'll keep, I say we keep the romance going. You know, let others kill romance on the 15th if they wish. But I say we continue to dish.
Whoa. Thank you.
Wow.
I just made that up just now. So now a word from a sponsor, a quick break, a little Burke segment, and we'll start talking a little love talk. Thompson Price, I spoke with a very satisfied customer of the company Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes today. I don't give names without permission of people, and I hope in the very near future they will allow me to thank them over the air by name. But he just is at the final phases of a kitchen for these folks. And if you think doing kitchens and bathrooms for people is easy, you're wrong. I do think there are some jobs that are easy. This job is easy. It doesn't please everybody, and not every customer, in this case listener, is a satisfied customer. There are people, I'm sure, every day who listen who they don't like what they heard. But it's a lot easier than something like kitchen or bathroom remodeling. That is a very difficult thing to do. And I'm not just talking terms of difficult, meaning making these corners fit and the miter thing and the edging and the insulation that makes no leaking. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about difficult. Think of what you're having to do to please a customer. It's not just one thing. Okay, we got the right color. They like the color. What about the product? What about the granite? What about the other stone? What about all the choices for countertops? That's one of about 1,500 things. What about handles on drawers and on cabinets? What about cabinetry itself? What about the quality of the cabinetry? What about the hinges? What about the wood? What kind of wood? What shade of wood? How thick? How much do you want to spend? How much is too much? And on and on and on. And you usually have to please more than one person, him and her, husband and wife, or husband and husband, or whatever these days. It's not easy. And most people can't do it. And a lot of people who do it don't do it well, and they have a lot of dissatisfied customers, which is why Thompson Price has such a thorough process, which is why they take the time to ask. Do you ever have your parents say to you, you ask too many questions? Did they ever say that to you? I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that as a kid a lot.
Yeah.
They just finally got tired of, Daddy, how come when you pull that, what are you doing when you open the hood and pull that stick out and look at it? Well, I'm checking to see if the oil level is sufficient. What does oil do in the car? Well, the oil lubricate. What does it lubricate? You ask too many questions. Finally, you ask too many questions. Well, the folks at Tom Price don't ask too many questions. They ask all the right questions, but that entails... That means a lot of questions. A lot of questions, not just about, you know, people think about, well, what kind of countertop would you like? How big would you like for your center island to be? What kind of refrigerator would you like for us to put in? And what about the handles? You like bronze? You like pewter? Those are obvious things. They dig deeper than that and ask you questions a lot of people don't even think to ask. How tall are the people in your family who are going to be in this kitchen and using this kitchen? Who's left-handed? How old? What level of... Is somebody a gourmet cook in this house? Somebody want to learn to cook and doesn't cook yet? May your parents or his parents, her parents, at some point be living? If so, are they handicapped in any way? Is it possible that they might be living here when they're older and handicapped? And we might need to make... On and on and on. That's what they do. That's why so many people are so ecstatic when their kitchens are finished or their bathrooms are finished. If you'd like to see their showroom, it's in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. If you'd like to see their website, it's thompsonprice.com. Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you already have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from 40 down to the Clayton Road overpass, but now we've got an accident before Highway 55 that has things backed up north of Gravois. You had an earlier incident on westbound 70 at Airfly. That's why you've got the delays there from 170 to just before Airfly, before things open up. Eastbound Highway 270 is slowing right at Lindbergh. And then westbound 40 drivers here slowing right about the Science Center through McCausland. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon can tell you why, so you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Elijah McCoy was born in 1844 and had a knack for taking things apart and putting them back together. He was lucky enough to study mechanical engineering in Edinburgh, Scotland. After the Emancipation Proclamation, he moved to Ypsilanti, Michigan. Even though he finished his studies as a master mechanic engineer, no one would hire him in that capacity. He took a position as a fireman on a steam locomotive, shoveled coal, and made sure all the working parts were well oiled. He designed and patented a way to automate that labor-intensive task, which was used on every steam engine since. He also designed a movable ironing board and the lawn sprinkler. Elijah McCoy left behind a legacy of excellent inventions and his name, because of his standard for superiority, the real McCoy.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's John Carney, and we're taking a trip. Join me for an amazing 11-day excursion to France. October 19th, we'll head to Paris for meals in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower. We'll jump on the high-speed TGV train to Provence. A tour of Cezanne's workshop. We'll pop into Monaco and Nice and so much more. And since you're going with me, you know we'll eat well and enjoy some of the greatest wines in all of France. I'm proud to partner with Colette, North America's premier tour operator, for this trip of a lifetime. It's a magical 11 days in France with me, October 19th. For more information, go to my page on KTRS.com and click on the banner for more information. That's KTRS.com. Go to the Carney Show page and click on the banner about the trip, and we'll all head to France together, October 19th.
Your doctor told you to use a CPAP machine for your sleep apnea. But did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? Just one drop of water left inside your tubing or mask can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria. Suddenly, your sleep solution turns into a nightmare. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes, and it's hands-free. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-700-4961.
SoClean is amazing. I had a cold I couldn't kick despite regularly washing the mask and antibacterial dish soap. 2 days after using SoClean, the cold was gone and hasn't returned.
SoClean destroys CPAP germs without any water, chemicals, or disassembly. Try it risk-free and see for yourself. Keep your doctor's orders, but ditch the germs. To get your risk-free 30-day trial while supplies last, call 1-800-700-4961. Hurry, that's 1-800-700-4961.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over 1 million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-900-3118.
Have you been getting conflicting advice regarding the recent Social Security changes? I've met with several people who have been misled to believe that different claiming strategies are no longer available to them. If you or your spouse turned 62 on or before January 1st, 2016, you still can be entitled to receive a spousal benefit while maximizing your own benefit. Please join me, Kevin Lloyd, co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, for my next Social Security educational seminar. Call 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to get the correct information on your Social Security options. Do not leave money on the table. Call 314-641-1010 and reserve your seat today.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, member FINRA and SIPC.
I know you're trying to eat healthy, and sometimes you're busy with work and it's hard to eat healthy, but not if you have dynamic vending in your kitchen, in your office. Healthy options from the largest vending company in St. Louis, Dynamic Vending. They have micro markets. How would you like a salad or a wrap or maybe even a Starbucks or hummus for lunch? All available, all at no cost to the employer. Dynamic Vending will come in and revolutionize your kitchen. Dynamic Vending and micro markets. DynamicVending.com.
They are the masters of the sky, and you can see them at the National Great Rivers Museum in Alton, Saturday and Sunday, February 18th and 19th, where you'll see live bird shows at 11, 1, and 3 p.m. each day. There'll be free crafts and activities, and live birds and animals will be on display. Admission is $5 for adults, $3 for children, but if they're 3 and under, they're free. For more, go to mtrf.org. Don't miss the masters of the sky at the National Great Rivers Museum in Alton.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
I was thinking about getting my wife her birthday today. We don't do that, but I thought, well, if I decide to make an exception, storage unit.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
For her shoes and things like that.
Oh, you know what? I forgot about shoes. Make it three storage units. Make it three of the 10 by 25 storage units. She had on a pair of boots yesterday. And I always do this. I said, I've never seen those before. So what, are those new? I've had these. Now, that what that means is nothing. I've had these. It doesn't mean anything.
She's had them for 3 days.
Had them for an hour. Yeah. Had them for a year. And then I do that. I go, what do you mean, had them an hour, a year, 10 years? What do you mean you've had them? I said, look, let me see the soles. No wear. Those are brand new.
Oh, but they could sit in their closet for a year or 2 years.
And never be worn.
It's not the season for them, but then...
Oh, that's a big thing, the season. Yeah. And I said, why did you need another pair of boots? And then here it comes, and I know it's coming. Why did you need another Corvette? You had one, it was fine. You traded in, got another one. Nothing wrong with the one you had. You didn't need any new one. And then that's when you just go, okay, I give up.
What, how do you give up?
You're right.
But I don't get the shoe thing. And if I did get a simple self-storage unit, a storage unit for the shoes, it wouldn't be big enough. And all that would be saying would be, hey, I welcome all of your shoes. In fact, I'll help you have a place to store them. So you're sending the wrong statements. You can't do that. Here's the deal with simple self-storage. It's on Eugene Avenue in South St. Louis. I've seen a few storage units in my day. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I've used them. I haven't. I can remember once put anything in a storage unit, and almost everything in it got stolen because it was a horrible unit. And we were poor, and we went for price. We went for the cheapest storage unit we could get. Well, there was a reason that it was cheap, because it was a great target for burglars. It was easy to break into, and that's what they did, and they took our stuff. And we didn't have a lot of stuff, but it was our stuff, and to us it was important stuff, like our very important 13-inch black and white TV with the rabbit ear. Yes. That's right. Not just any 13-inch black and white, but a Panasonic. They took that, and that was the only backup television we had. I'm not kidding. We had a black and white TV in storage in case our only other TV went out. And then we could go to the storage unit and get our black and white TV so we'd have something to watch till we could afford to get another TV. But it was a musty place that you could tell had taken water in at some point. It was creepy and not safe. The very opposite of simple self-storage. So down on Eugene Avenue, South St. Louis, there are 57 units all inside a building. Like, think of a big warehouse, and within it are units, anywhere from 4x7 to 10x25. And not only is the place spotless and clean and dry and extremely safe, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, with surveillance cameras everywhere, but it's reasonable. It's very reasonable. Now, the rates are on the website. You can see them. But I'll tell you right up front that your second month, there's no charge. It's free. You say, well, what if you only store something 3 months? Then your second month is free. If you store something 5 months or 2 months or 3 months. Now, after 4 months, once you've stayed 4 months, or you don't stay there. You put your stuff there. They take 5% off your monthly rate. After 8 months, they take 10% off every month. And after 12, they take 15, and it stays that way. You continue with that discount, and your basic rate will not go up. Even if it goes up for new customers, you will not pay more. They're not going to do that. Jack your rate up after you're a customer and you already have a bunch of stuff in there. Because, you see, some storage people know that, look at all the stuff they have in here. Why, what a pain it would be to move them. Let's bump their rate up a little bit. They're not going to leave. It's too much of a pain in the butt. But they're not going to do that. It's simple self-storage. They keep things simple. And Monday through Friday from 8 to 6, the boss, Tom Earle, actually makes his office right there on site. But you can go there anytime. You can go there at midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, whenever, and you will feel completely safe because you will be completely safe, and your stuff will be safe, and it'll be dry, and it'll be clean unless you put it in there dirty. You put dirty stuff in there, it's going to be dirty. Simple self-storage. They now have an option of shelving that you can talk to them about. If you have decided you'd like some shelves to put, talk to them about it. They have that as an option now. Simple self-storage. The website's pretty easy. SimpleSelfStorageUnits.com. How are we doing on time?
Hey, someone just called, and he said that he is also runs his house. And he said, technically, you did not get another Corvette. You got rid of one and acquired another one.
That's still getting another one.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, but you don't have two anymore.
But
you
what she's saying
have
is,
one.
I never had two.
That's what I'm saying.
What she's saying, though, is I didn't need to step up. I had one.
It was
I didn't need
it was
to change
a step
it.
Up, though.
Yeah. Because then the second one cost more, and I didn't need that. They've always got to come back.
Oh, well.
They forget their place. They just... My wife's forgotten her place for 45 years. Can I talk to Brenda?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. Hello, Brenda. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, too.
Yeah, I just thought I'd tell you something really romantic that my husband did for Valentine's Day.
Well, hang on a minute. Bruce, that music, something like that stuff you were playing yesterday when Tom told his story. I like that. Play that for Brenda. All right, Brenda, lay it on us.
He took the card that I gave him last year, and he scribbled out my name and put his name on it.
You know what? You know what that says to me is that he's saving money.
$5 on
the
car.
And he's environmentally
conscious,
conscious and friendly too.
And that's $5 he saved. And then if he saves another five and another five and another five, the next thing you know, he saved a few hundred dollars. And maybe his goal by doing that is to then buy you something really nice for $1,000.
And he didn't have an envelope, so he just took two envelopes and cut them and taped them together. And
this guy, all he's thinking about is how can I save as much as I can to one day buy her what she truly deserves. That's the statement he's making.
Right.
Okay, I hope you took it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure yeah, you did.
That's a great story.
Yeah, that would be Rick. This is Brenda and Rick.
Oh, my goodness, Brenda and Rick married on our... I'm not going to say the word, because if I say the C word, then everybody will assume we go on a... every year, and we don't.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, tell them how many years ago.
25.
We went 25 years ago. We go on a station trip, and Rick and Brenda McKinley get married and are still together, and that's the power. That is the power of AM and the PM love. Even though then it wasn't AM and the PM, it doesn't matter. It's the love created by this program.
Maybe he's saving for another CR word.
I'm sorry?
Another what?
Maybe another trip and saving up. That's what he's doing, those $5 at a time.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
He could be. All right. Brenda, thank you.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Someone else just called and said that he and his wife and friends put on the end of fortune cookies in bed. So you read the fortune cookies.
That's an old.
Yeah.
They used to do that with song titles.
Yeah. But he said he was crossing the Ohio River right now, going into Paducah, Kentucky, mm-hmm. listening to us.
That's impossible.
I know. They said that our signal's
horrible. The critics said when we had that baseball team,
yeah.
they said nobody would be able to hear it, so he has to be lying.
I know.
Too bad. We don't have a whole lot of time left here, so here's what's going to happen. We're going to do the news break, and Dr. Doug would normally be with us. Boy, our pets are so disappointed. Did you see Penis today?
Yes.
He was slumping down,
yes.
all hunched down.
Yeah.
Normally, he's standing erect, and Penis is ready for Dr. Doug. Not today. He said, little head.
All withered in the corner.
Just kinda.
Yeah. Vagina, she's all upset. But
yeah.
he'll be back. He'll be back next week. So we're going to take calls, and we're going to talk romance, because there's no day or date for true love. Take it from me, the king of romance. Well, the prince, the king is Tom Matheny, after yesterday's
yeah.
story. So we'll do some business, then we'll get to that. The business of mortgage, the business of owning a home, the business of, well, what to do after you own a home if you ever need money. And here's what you do. One, you consider yourself lucky because you're a homeowner, because you now are going to be able to borrow money at a better rate than the average Joe or Jane Doe who doesn't own a home. They're going to more than likely have to pay a higher interest rate for loan. Homeowners have a great advantage. American Equity Mortgage loves homeowners, even homeowners who don't have the mortgage with them. See, that's true acceptance and inclusiveness, when you welcome with open arms people who don't even have their mortgage with you. And they come to you and they say, I need to borrow some money. They don't say, what for? That's your business. Now, if you go to them and say, get me out of this credit card debt, they'll know what for, and they'll say, yeah, we do that all the time. You're very smart for getting out from under that debt. There was a time, I guess the 80s maybe, when credit card payments, the interest on them, was tax deductible. So people would have a lot of interest. They'd go, oh, no problem. All this interest is tax deductible. That ended a long time ago. But the only tax deduction you have now are kids and mortgage interest and business expenses. That's about it. So here you have an opportunity to borrow money. American Equity Mortgage will show you how borrowing that money is smart, because the rate is low and because now it's probably going to become part of your house payment and there's an interest deduction involved at the same time. One is bill consolidation loan. That's paying off, let's say, the credit cards. The other is a home equity loan. That's for anything you want it to be. Medical expense, daughter getting married. Trying to think of another, not frivolous expense, but one where you probably don't have that kind of cash sitting around. Let's just say you have to have a car. You've driven the same car forever, and you deserve, you're due a car. Well, you pay cash for it. And to do that, you just, you know, do a home equity loan. All you're doing is using equity to borrow money. The interest rate's low, so it's smart debt. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Already some problems out there traffic-wise. Here's Tim Weiland, Tim.
Yeah, Dan, there's an accident on northbound 67 at the Lewis Bridge. The right lane is blocked. Left lane, only one getting through. You've got another incident on northbound 170 south of Highway 270. It looks like only the left lane getting through there. You're backed up south of 70. Still working with the accident on southbound 270 before Highway 55. You already have stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry, and now it's slow from 44 through Highway 55. And then eastbound 40 downtown, you are slowing now Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon can tell you why, so you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Recently on McGraw in the Morning.
How did you find the Big 550 KTRS?
I got antenna TV.
Oh, yeah.
And you're on 11.2. And I was flipping through the channels one morning, and you were talking some politics, and it caught my ear. My ear's been glued to you ever since.
So have you switched to the radio, or just do you watch us on TV?
No, I like watching you on TV because I do like, you have some great people that come on. You have some great guests. I've learned so much from your show that I don't want to tune into anything else.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Try the exotic Havana Heat at Buffalo Wild Wings. This brand new creation combines powerful